It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just tuning in for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Alba is on the phone with us. She wants to confront her boyfriend today because she said weird stuff has been going on in her house. And the other day, she actually found a random woman's shoe in her closet, which didn't belong to her. Mm-hmm. So her first instinct is, the guy's probably cheating. Kind of makes sense. Why else would there be a random shoe in there? Mm-hmm. Alba, before you make your phone call to your boyfriend, we always give you advice. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. My advice to you, before you make this phone call, gather up all of his belongings.
Oh, no.
Put it on your front lawn. Douse it in gas.
No.
And then just stand there and tell him what you're doing when you get him on the phone. It creates urgency, you know, like, hey, where'd that shoe come from? If you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to light your stuff on fire. And by the way, if you're cheating, I'm still going to light it on fire.
I can't do that.
Yeah, good.
I think it's a great idea.
Good.
Or you can just start throwing his stuff out the window. Either way,
no.
You got to let him know you mean business here.
Well, I tell you what, depending on his answer, I may do both.
Okay. I think you guys have been together for 5 years. The last thing you want to do is go into this and start accusing him of big things like cheating.
I know, but just picture for yourself opening your closet and finding a red shoe.
I think the best way to do it is to not, like Brooke said, don't accuse him.
I won't.
Let him hang himself if he is. Because if he doesn't have an answer or if he starts to over-explain, then he's lying about something.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number, let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, what number is this?
Oh, it's one of the other numbers from work. I know. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a second to talk? Something's been bothering me, and I just wanted to ask you. I found something in the house yesterday. And
okay,
I want to ask you about it.
What did you find?
I found a woman's shoe in my closet.
Okay.
Okay, well, not mine. Is there something going on? Please, just tell me if something's happening.
I really don't know what you're talking about. I mean, what woman's shoe did you find in your closet?
I was looking in my closet the other day, and I found a random shoe in my closet. It's not mine, and I'm wondering if you know anything about this. Oh, my gosh.
Of course I don't know anything about a random shoe in your closet.
What's with the long claws? Just tell me if something's happening.
How many shoes do you have in your closet?
A lot. And they all come in pairs.
Okay, so I really don't understand. I don't understand what you're asking me.
I'm asking you if you know something about a red stiletto heel in my closet. This is freaking me out. You know something and you're not telling me.
What is it that you think I know?
I think you brought home a one-legged hooker. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I get that you're serious about this, but you think I brought home a one-legged hooker?
Obviously, I'm joking, but tell me what's up with the shoe.
Mm-hmm. Why would you think I would know anything about this?
Well, we are the only two people living in that house.
Well, yes, that's true. But why do you... Oh, boy.
Babe, you're freaking me out.
What?
Babe, I'm just going to ask this one time. Are you cheating on me? Seriously?
No, of course I'm not cheating on you. Why would... Oh.
Then where did the shoe come from?
Can we just not talk about this?
No, we're talking
come home after
dying.
Work and I'll sit down. I'll explain everything to you, okay?
If you don't tell me about the shoe, I'm not coming home. I'm telling you.
Listen, okay? It's nothing like that. I'm not cheating on you. It's nothing like that. Have a little faith. It's nothing
so
like
what's
that.
What's up with the shoe?
I don't want to discuss it over the phone. You're at work. I don't want to discuss it.
Tell me what's going on now.
Okay. Okay, fine. Fine. All right. You want to know? Fine.
Yes.
When you come home tonight, okay, I'll explain everything to you, and I'll show you all of the pictures of me in your clothes. Okay?
What?
Awkward.
What was that?
Hey, Brandon, how you doing? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How you doing?
What's going on?
Your girlfriend, Alba, wanted to call you in a segment we do called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an issue with somebody, they email us, ask for some advice, and then we have them call that person on the air with us.
So I just said that. On the radio?
Yes, you did.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
Babe, why are you wearing my clothes? What pictures are you even talking about?
Yeah, I think that's a very important question.
Oh, but this is so embarrassing. I wanted this to be a surprise.
Definitely that.
I'm sure she's probably surprised, Brandon.
Yeah, I am surprised. Why are you wearing my clothes and taking pictures?
Okay. What's in 3.5 weeks?
Big drag show you're getting ready for?
Which is fine. It's good. We support that.
I've performed in drag many times.
Right.
I think it's awesome.
This is a safe place.
Alba, 3.5 weeks.
It's our anniversary.
3.5 weeks. Our anniversary. And for our anniversary, as a joke, I was making you a calendar dressed in your clothes.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
That's amazing.
No way.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And you know the red shoe? The red shoe?
Yes.
Well, Steve's wife has a foot that's almost the same size as mine.
So did you borrowed shoes from your buddy's wife so you could take pictures in your own wife's clothing?
Well, the shoes were his idea because he was taking the pictures for me.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Tell me red shoe is February. Give me February.
Oh, of course they are. The rose and, you know.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Come on home. I'll show you the pictures. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for ruining a really, what I thought would be a really funny gag on our anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
You feel like an ass, don't you, Alba?
I do. Babe, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry.
Well, I understand why you were freaking out, and it was stupid of me to leave that stupid shoe there.
Oh, man.
But it's all my fault, but come on. Have a little more faith in me, will you?
I do. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
You guys are adorable.
Brandon, I kind of don't believe you. I need to see these pictures first before I believe you, because right now, in my mind, you're still cheating.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
see that.
Yeah. I've got a few pictures for you, but they aren't the ones you want.
I would love to have that calendar here for work.
Are you almost done with the calendar of you and your wife's clothing? Is it almost finished?
Yes, actually. The red shoes were the last picture.
Oh, last little piece.
I don't know if I would be excited, Alba, or if I'd be pissed that he can fit in your clothes.
Well, I don't know. It depends what your definition of fit is.
Yeah, you haven't seen the pictures yet. You don't really know how well he's...
One thing. I know who looks better in them, and it's definitely not me.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go, Alba.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
That turned out to be a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, I do agree. Oh.
Started off thinking your boyfriend was cheating, and he's not doing that at all. He's just dressing in your clothes when you're at home.
Well, I mean, who would have guessed?
Whoever thought that would be a win, huh?